You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
We have begun a new calendar and another 25,000 year cycle as we journey into a new realm of reality through the windows in your mind. We now begin with the knowledge of humanity and its divine origins from intergalactic conversations from the past and present. Let us look through a window into the ever-evolving consciousness and explore new possibilities with our place in the cosmos and the quantum world. Grandmother Parisha of Cherokee heritage reveals the wisdom of the ancient past that will lead us into a peaceful future. Experience the love and peace through the exceptional wisdom of Grandmother Parisha as she shares science and ancient knowledge merged together to benefit all of humanity.
Greetings. This is Windows in Your Mind, and this is Parisha, your host. And I deeply appreciate you joining me and having some time to where we just sit and follow through some ponderings and thoughts and me answering some of your communications. And I'm very, very happy to see so many, many people coming in on our fan page and our Facebook and actually bringing your questions and sharing some wonderful things. A lot of you have been sharing response to me often saying, you know, you're not in the universe is in you. And a lot of you have gone through actually seeing that, yes, maybe as a challenge and at least an inquiry and going out and reading and finding some extraordinary feedback on that that you've been sharing with us. And we deeply appreciate that because there's definitely been some points in that brought up that I hadn't actually paid attention to or heard before. So I appreciate very much that you're doing that and that you're actually calling in and letting us know what you're finding. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about the universe is in you. Okay, what we are finding out through quantum physics and the various upgrade of our sciences now, especially the genealogy and the studies of genetics, okay, we are finding that we, the body we, or what Cherokee and my people see as our altar, this is our altar in the earth, okay, that we actually in-house in our body and our systems and the very mechanics and manner of how our body moves, that it is a replica and a gathering and an actual, you know, putting together of all the principles and everything that our or what we would consider the universe. And then again, that brings us back to what I know I keep harping on, and I say harping not because you said that, but what I feel I do, and that's letting you know then you have to then come back to saying you're not just some, you know, chemical miscarriage that come about as other things folded in the earth, and that you have to come to the acceptance, and I'm not trying to preach religion here, but you have to come to the intelligence then, that there is an intelligence that actually works through and puts it all into motion and movement and purpose. And when you come to that, okay, and I say come to that because many of you probably are, but then there's some that's still asking that question, which is a valid question. You have to find those answers in your own heart, but which then begin to explore their own divinity. So, you know, why am I here? Who am I? You know, what purpose do I serve? So forth and on, those many, many self-revealing questions that we ask. Okay, then we have to begin to understand purpose. And that seems to be what gives us the hardest time to actually accept or deal with is our purpose. Our purpose would always be then to broadcast, exemplify, and praise, and announce or be present or always emanating off that presence of the likeness of that which has created us. You know, not particularly trying to quote anyone's particular scriptures here, I do want to say that, you know, there's a definite intelligence in you exploring yourself as a child of the Creator or God or whatever your sacred name is, so that you begin to put together then as being that, how does one live, what would be the purpose of one's life, which is a very brief encounter of time, beloveds. You know, successfully even surviving to be 100 years old is actually such a privilege and gift. And even at that is a very brief breath of life. Is, you know, it's like the experience of that is countless, yes, but at the same time, it amounts to, if you look at the large universal clock, what we call time, we're not even a breath. So then we want to make each day count and be in present time. And I'm working with that present time thing that we'll discuss in some future of our conversation here today. But basically, coming back then, and once you start dealing with your divinity, start actually thinking about all these particular things that you're reading in your new sciences, and that identifies your body connected to universal things and particular projects or presences there. So universally, you're actually interacting and flowing with this massive universe. And then again, you know, all of us are aware, even from the moon, we're not even a speck of dust that can be seen from the moon. So how could that little speck of dust mean anything? But it means everything. That's why I feel it's been so important that quantum physics actually become part of what you study and access. I started teaching and actually talking about quantum physics a good 55 years ago. And at that time, there were very few people, even though it had already been published and everything well over 100 years, nobody was relating to it, talking to it, or using it in explaining and expressing, you know, how we relate and what it means to us. There were a few very advanced promoters of it that began to teach some very, very strong esoteric stuff that got not so popular amongst other people who were particularly religious or just what they would consider the average person in a day's work or whatever. They just didn't go there. That didn't enter their mind to be thinking that far out of the box. So right now we are past that, and we're into actually the discoveries. And the beautiful part of it is that it's not just something we have to read in private groups and group, you know, particular maybe organizations at this time, but that you're actually hearing about it on the news, the TV, and, you know, all the updates that the internet has opened up to all of us. It's the whole big world of information. So basically then when you come back and you begin to look at this, you begin to change. Your world becomes more and more involved than any other time, any particular previous experience that you have. You're just out there doing what is totally different, and that's making everything out there a part of you. Your awareness depends on you making everything part of you. If it's something you see, if it's something that you are picking up in the massive field of things that you could be picking up, why do you notice this or just that or whatever? And then that begins to teach you a bit about yourself. So when we say that the universe is in us, our system, every one of our systems, our kidneys, you know, our cardiac system, our circulatory system, you know, all of that is involved in us and how we're connected to things that are going out universally. And recently there's been a real upgrade of information, which I am very happy to hear, that there are actually sound sciences that are talking about the fact of what the sun, particular solar rays and the activity of the sun has on various levels and conditions of our human body, and how it can affect blood pressure and circulation and heart and all kinds of stuff. So now, you know, and then I have to tell you what's funny to me. I'm talking to a group of senior citizens that they had asked me to come in and have an afternoon luncheon with them, and we did. And I'm talking to them, and I would say there was about 80 of them in the room, okay? And out of that 80, a good, 50 have actually been involved in information saying that the solar flare is going to affect their pacemaker or this or that, right? And so they're okay with that because now the doctor told them that, okay? So when I begin to talk about it and I take it to the next level of that actually shows the connection we have with the sun, okay? Key word, connection, just totally blew them out of the park. It was like, what? What are you saying? No, that's not what it means. And it's like, okay, it has an effect. So therefore, there is a connection. There is there's an impact here. There is a definite reaction here. And it's like, well, yes, but my doctor said, it will affect my pacemaker. But he didn't say anything about that's because, I have this relationship, as you're calling it, with the sun, or that the sun actually has anything to do with my life, Well, if that pacemaker stops, it'll have a lot to do with your life. You know what I'm saying? And basically just talking them easily, you have to be gentle with some of this, just, bringing the questions around to finally, after maybe a passing of time, they actually get it. And then it's like, okay, so, the planets do affect me. The sun does affect my life and my health and my well-being. Oh, my goodness, how could that be, And then the conversation evolves to, somebody in the room spoke up and said, well, not only that, but I read someplace on your Facebook that you said our body is 70% water, and so is the earth 70% water, and therefore we have a connection there too. And then they just started sharing all the stuff that they had heard and everything, and it just watched the energy in the room change. The energy in the room just become very colorful, and the colors were healthy and bright and very detectable. And it didn't have anything to do other than just, conversation back here and there. Somebody sharing this, somebody sharing there. And then, always there's the other voice that'll say, okay, but what does that all mean? Well, what that all means is it means that we are connected, that all of those planets and the sun and everything that we consider way, way, way out there is having an effect on my pacemaker that's way, way, way in here. And that then when we can consider that, then we have to consider all of the radio waves and the particular energy frequencies and everything else that's moving through our body. And then actually understanding how the moon cycles. I mean, we went the whole gamut while we were having this little afternoon luncheon that, then the moon cycles come up and, then there are some of them that who had read the Farmer's Almanac, so they knew about the planting time and all of the other good things that's being, shared in that. But they and a lot of them actually knew that there is an astrological chart someplace in the Farmer's Almanac that actually shows how the astrological signs are actually going to have effects on the seasonal crops and everything. And here's what I guess my level of astonishment is, beloveds, is how can we put any of that into saying, okay, well, we know about this. But we limit it. It's so limited what we know about this and how we're actually seeing it, so that none of them begin to see that as how expansive, they are as far as a being, that all this stuff is working and has its effects on my body and me, There, and if by the time you bring it back, and I like to just keep asking the questions till somebody in the group itself actually comes up with the bottom line statement of saying, so all this is going on inside us. And it's like, yeah, we got it, you know. And then from there, they just go into talking about, you know, well, at this time, my back does this. I mean, then we'll get into some of the real critical stuff that they go through as far as their aches, pains, and everything. But they, for the first time in their life, and I mean, all these people are very senior people, they're actually, for the first time in their life, allowing the knowledge of being interconnected to life, the world, and everything going on around it to be a part of them, to actually let them become part of it. And I love how at the end of everything, because I always do a very warm, loving closing in any time I spend with people, and watching how different the room and the energy and they are from the time I walked in to the time I'm leaving. And realizing how much they are actually excited and alive with what the new information is that they have gotten, and their way of thinking has changed. And, you know, then you hear the little jokes. I mean, you could tell they're still nervous about it, because there's, you know, there's jokes and stuff that are said in order for you to not be, you know, like one of the ladies started talking about, she was a Sagittarius, so she has to now understand, you know, if she wants to take up archery. And that if she's always had a love of archery and stuff, and it's like, so I let them have their silliness over it till, you know, I mean, if this come, they have to come at it in a way that they're not threatened by it, and they have to come at it in a way that they can be relaxed with it. So I'm okay that they come at it sometimes with having to poke a little fun, you know, and exaggerate on that and play the clown till they actually can seriously sit and take it to themselves and put it in place as to however that makes up their life. But to understand that the universe is in us, it is definitely an awakening, and I would hope that all of you pursue the great amount of information that's out there on the internet and actually understanding your connection to everything. Start with the moon and the sun, which are your closest, you know, influences, and definitely all the influence they have on the earth. And then, you know, actually understand then that we're a part of a solar system, and that you can't omit all of those planets that are in your solar system. They're just like another organ in the body of what you consider your body. Well, the solar system is another outer body of us. You know what I mean? And so when you begin to put that together, you begin to understand there are influences. Now, you know, the particular astrology that I work with is not particularly some of the more popular astrologies. We deal with it from the native perspective and the Mayan perspective of the stars and our connection and influence of that, especially the seasonal calendar of astrology. So that's all part of what we do to actually connect to what we are seeing ourselves as this instrument and this duplication of the universe. And then with that, you have to start taking in consideration that you're pretty important, you know, that you're not just something that happened, you know, you're just pretty important. And then I always like to have you come back and think about then, okay, not only do you have the universe and it's represented in your body in all these ways, okay, and that you're definitely part of what this earth and planet is that you're on. And then obviously it's important that you understand the cyclic influences of the sun, the moon, and the particular ways of the stars in the sky, the waters, the soil, the air. You know, not only all of that, but that spirit part of you that's there constantly there, that never are we alone. And never are we abandoned, that we're always with presence, with the spirit. And how you talk to yourself and how you begin to work with this inner dialogue of yourself is you actually opening yourself more to the observer, what we, as far as the scientific part of it, calls the observer, as the indigenous part of my life is, it's the spirit. So, and many people see the spirit as the soul, and this is what we mean by a soul, but then there's a lot of extended information on that. As a soul, we can be a part of a collective soul. And so for many people who come to me who say they've been told that their reincarnation of this Buddha or that Buddha or this person or that person, that then you have to start looking at seeing where you find your peace with that there are collective souls. So there is a particular field of energy and that it has many, you know, many altars of expressing itself. So, you know, what I had to really pass that Lipitas test of, can I believe, you know, that there are this many Taras or this many this or that? It's like, yes, I can. I can totally grasp with the greater intelligence that we all move and have our being through has the ability to put such a powerful particular principle of what life in earth and all of this is about, that it could actually need many distribution points, expression points, or embodiments to actually serve the whole of that to the all. And so, yes, I've come to my peace in that. And then it's like, you know, there's so many different facets and beliefs on reincarnation. And then there's the thoughts of afterlife and then, you know, and the actual goings on in that. And, yeah, all of that's real important. And I think as we become whole, we begin to have the consideration that all that's necessary. But the greater part of that is you identifying your uniqueness. That fingerprint says nobody else in the world has that fingerprint. You know, when you say that, what comes to mind? What comes up for you? That's what we want to work with. That's what you want to put more of your time into and more discovery on that. Coming to identifying yourself and realizing the importance of your role in that as to the evolving outcome in our earth of us being a peaceful place to exist. And it's up to each one of us. It's not one of us or any one person that can have it. When people come to me and have a problem with the fact that I say that every one of you, all of us are the chosen. The only way you could have that fingerprint that sets you aside from everybody else to say you're chosen and definitely that you have a difference. I know people are very upset with that, but I don't have any need to take that on myself. I just know that that's a fact and that somehow or another each person needs to deal with that in whatever way they have to. Maybe denying it is one of the ways you need to deal with it. Well, I'm okay with that too. But, you know, but the question is there, and so the restlessness is going to happen. You're going to have to find some way to answer it. And when you do that, then you make a difference. And until you're actively, consciously participating in what that means, peace, love, okay, till you're actually involved in that yourself, then you're not fulfilling your purpose, because that's all of our purpose, to actually come and emanate that. And then alongside of that is to understand that we live in a field, an energy field, of which we are an energy, that now actually has the existence of third dimensional life, which is duality, which is contrast, which is opposites. So then, you know, we need to explore a little bit more what I have the senior beloveds doing right now is looking into the yin and the yang, you know, so that they can see that there is a balance of masculine, feminine, positive, and negative. And then we have to learn in our purpose that our purpose is not here to destroy or to right all negative, okay, that there's an element of that in the chemistry of anything that's necessary. So then we find peace to where we have to have allowing and acceptance and understanding of those differences, don't we? And they don't necessarily have to be something you would make part of your day. It's just that you need to be aware of it. So then we can actually say we are part of a greater peacekeeping role in the world. And of that, you are extremely important. It is truly, truly my privilege to be able to share time with you and to actually remind you every week you have purpose. You make a difference. Only you can do that of which you were sent forth to be. And in that you exploring and you living and you emanating that, you serve all of us. And in that we become liberated in understanding the importance of what life is and our role of life. And then there is happiness, then there is wealth, you know, then there is health. Because we are whole, because we are in the right active, we're participating in where that takes us and where we need to be in that and how we can serve in that. And that doesn't shorten anything or take any of the wonderful things you're enjoying out of life. I've had many people say, well, then I might as well become a nun or a monk or something. It's like, why? In my tradition, our home is our church. When we build whatever we're going to actually bring our altars and bodies and raise our children and the new incoming, the first thing it has to be established is where would the altar be? And then the living quarters is built around it. So whether we do the physical structure of that today or not, we have to do it within our being and in our mindset. That we declare this the house of spirit. And that everything in it is a message of that, is a perspective of that, a reminder of that, a gift of that. Then we are always in the sacred space. We're always in the sanctuary. And then we move every bit of power and courage that we have to live and be of that sanctuary. And that's when you have to accept then that fingerprint and all that you begin to learn about your individual self makes you a powerful part of the oneness, because it's not whole without you. And so when you don't take a role or share a particular way of feeling, you know, to along with that, let's go back again to what I talk to you almost weekly about, is going against something doesn't do anything but actually make it stronger. So you want to put your position and all of your activities and everything you say, you want to put that into where you want it to go. So when we're complaining, criticizing, and having, you know, attacks on other people's character or totally against whatever they're doing, you're empowering that. So if it's something that I'm not involved or wanting to be involved with, that's that negative part of the field that I'm not a part of. Okay, then I have to go and being a bigger part of what I am of. So that's what I talk about. That's what I do. That's where I put my energy. That's, you know, where my voice goes. So tearing up somebody and actually making it wrong is going against what we want to be in that sanctuary, that place of the house of God all the time, which is our body, our mind, our thoughts, whatever we're doing with the chemistry and all of the activity running through that. So then we begin to observe ourselves, to like ourselves, to respect ourselves, and to come to love ourselves. And to know the gift that this body is, to know the outstanding and beyond explanation intelligence and genius you are of mind. And looking upon all that is around you is endless, endless possibilities. And just beginning to focus on that. And when any of that other stuff starts trying to show up, you just simply overcome it with something else that you want to have happen. It sounds simple. It isn't always simple. Sometimes it can give us a hard way to go and give us a challenge. Okay, but take it on with joy, because that challenge is one you can meet. You were prepared for it when you were born, and it was in the patterns of your fingerprint. So when you're living your purpose or the very reason of the mission that you were sent in on, all that is of need and all that you could have of happiness and all that you would consider health and all that you would consider wealth is there already. Just open your life to it. Begin to think in those particular ways. And allow yourself to be a total creation of the universe. A little far out for some of you, but not so far away. And then allow that peace to come. And that peace becomes in everything you do. Everything you do. And then there is happiness. Okay, I'm going to have to scoot out of here today and get on to some other pressing matters of travel that I have to do. So today's program will be a little shorter, but I'm sure our wonderful genius and producer, Jules, will see to it that not a minute's wasted. So I'm going to say goodbye at this point, and I will catch you next week. Meanwhile, live fully and live totally aware that you are and always will be special, and your greatness is already totally programmed into that body, mind, and spirit. OCO.
Thank you for listening to Grandmother Parisha on your journey to the windows in your mind. For further information or to contact Grandmother, please visit parishas-world.com, P-A-R-I-S-H-A-S-world.com.